Hi, this is Darcy.
Hey, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Oh, gosh. Hi. How are you?
Good. Just want to check in. Doing okay. Trying to get everything wrapped up with Kelly on my loan, so hopefully that one gets done. Yeah.
Cool. Right on.
So, I have a question for you. Who do you know that works in, like, I'm more than happy to run it by Kelly, but I don't know if it's something more specific. Do you know the general rules of, like, if I wanted to buy, like, a multi-unit, let's say I wanted to find, like, a small apartment building, is that a completely different process, or if I live in it?
Totally. Yep. Much different. And, I think the best place to go for that, to be honest, is that I believe Union Bank has some of the best commercial lending. It's a commercial product.
Can you get? Do you have to put a lot of money down on those things? I'm assuming you do.
You have to put more than the average, and I want to see. I want to say. I think there's a minimum of 10 to 15%. 15 sounding more like it to me.
Cool.
It's been a long time since I've looked at one, but they base, you know, income and everything off the rent rolls and how it debt services itself, et cetera, et cetera.
Gotcha.
And it's a little bit of a process.
Oh, I'm sure it
like
is.
You could get it done in 30 days.
It's not like my loans that I can do in the same day.
No.
Send me 3 bank statements. Here's $250,000. Okay.
Right. Yeah, no, it's not quite that simple. But, yeah, I just want to say, I think Union had some of the best deals going.
What if you're buying, like, a duplex or a fourplex? Is that the same, or is that?
A duplex or a fourplex is still considered residential, and that would be in.
Where's the line drawn?
Arena, right? 4.
4.
Anything over 4 has been considered commercial, 5 units and above, multifamily. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got your eye on something?
I have my eye on always asking a lot of questions and trying to figure out our industry is it's turned into a zoo basically. So I'm always trying
I just see all these weird advertising things, you know? And then the guys from Shark Tank.
Have you seen
their advertisements? Oh my god.
Yeah, the reality is that as someone that sees it from the other side, the problem that is in our industry is not the first loan, it's the second and the third loan. We have a client, just to give you an idea of how crazy this stuff has become. There's a guy who has a $8 million a year business 2 years ago. Not my client, thank God. Got a loan for like 100 or 200 grand. Business is down. A few months later, got another loan. This guy is now not paying his American Express account. And his account's receivable. He owes one vendor $500,000. That is 90 days past due. People are still willing to lend him money.
No. Why would somebody still lend him money? He's ready to go BK.
Because they're guessing in the next 6 months he doesn't go BK.
And my guess is he does.
He what?
I said my guess would be he does.
Darcy,
some
of these programs, people are paying back 40% interest in 5 months. And we're not talking about amortized interest. We're talking about 40 cents on the dollar over 5 months.
Like compounded? Like
you borrow 100 grand? And over 5 months, you pay back 140.
Wow. That would freak me out. That makes the prime look like a walk in the park.
When people tell me, they say, this ain't going to be no hard money loan. No, it's not going to be hard money loan because you're not putting up any collateral.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're doing great. It's a very, there's a huge, like, circus going on, but if you do right by people, you do okay. But
you've been established for a long time, and you've got a lot of credibility, so.
Doesn't mean anything with these types of loans. These customers are very, very disloyal. This is a customer that, when these people get in trouble, this is more like, what can you do for me now?
They're desperado.
It depends. Sometimes you have great opportunities on the job, but I just want to check in. So 4 is the line. How's life by you?
4 is the line. Mm-hmm. Good. No complaints at all, and Devin's off in New York at college doing well. And so yeah.
So you're oh, so she went to New York. That was a whole.
She did.
Where'd you go?
Yep.
What school?
Fordham. Fordham.
Is that expensive?
Yeah, unless she got a great scholarship.
Oh, she did. Congratulations.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So good for her. So yeah, she's enjoying it, and life is good, and no complaints.
All right. Well, thanks again for the help. I kicked someone else your way. I don't know if the guy will contact you, but I didn't know if they did Florida loans, but I gave him here your information, and then if you want to direct it to Kelly, let me know. But I don't know if Kelly even does Florida. Okie dokie. Four. Okay. But that can be an owner occupied then?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, anything 1 to 4 can be owner occupied.
So, but as long as I live in 1, does the whole property get treated as owner occupied?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.